Okay, so welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from the year 2000 before. Today we have Gypsy.
Hello.
Angus.
Hello.
Lisa.
Oh boy.
Jeanette.
Hi.
And Alex.
I'm you too.
And today we're watching, what, Quantum Leap?
Quantum Leap.
And this is apparently TV Guide's number 19 on the top cult TV shows ever, so apparently.
Definitely needed to be featured.
It needed to be featured. We're taking that as an authority, obviously.
What kind of metrics did they use to determine that was the 19th?
Probably, you know, some sort of poll or something, I gather.
Who did they poll? What was their sample size?
I know that the poll was held in the Crazy Horse, specifically.
People who read the TV guide and therefore don't watch TV. If anybody knows where that joke comes from, it's...
The past.
Correct. Correct. It came from The Lost Boys, actually.
Okay.
Read the TV guide, therefore I don't need to watch TV.
So this was
originally released 1989 to 1993, but I know very little about it because I actively avoided it at the time.
See, I thought it would be right up your alley.
Yeah, I know I'm big into sci-fi, but I guess maybe those first few episodes didn't capture me. I'm ready to be convinced.
You were busy getting a girlfriend at that time, Justin, that might be why.
89?
Yeah.
I was?
Yeah.
This is a personal memory thing. It's unlikely to be...
He doesn't actually know that he's in a relationship with children.
I'm still trying to work this out. So, Lisa, tell us about Quantum Leap. What's it all about?
So, Quantum Leap is about a physicist, Sam Beckett, otherwise known as Scott Bakula, my other husband.
Oh, straight from Star Trek.
No, yeah, this was way before Star Trek. So he's a physicist who tries out his invention, the quantum leap, and he gets leaped into the past. It has to be within his life. So I think it's from 1955 up until the present.
That's a good budget decision, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very prudent decision. So he tested out the machine. He gets leapt into time. He doesn't know where he's going to end up and who he's going to leap into. And he's hoping that the next leap will be the leap home. So what they've discovered is, with the assistance of Al Calavici, who's back in the future and is the only person he can see.
He's the only person that Sam can see. Sam's the only person who can see him.
Yes.
I'm expecting this to be like a serious Tigger episode, like, because Tiggers love to bounce. And so a leap is just a little bit bigger than a bounce, right?
It's a quantum leap. He leaps through time and space.
So he leaps into someone.
He's discovered that he has to do something that changes time to be able to leap out. So it's not an double entendre. There's usually something that's happened to that person within the time period that he's leapt into, and so then he needs to change history, and then when he changes history for the better, then he leaps into the next situation in the next time period.
So he comes in, fixes someone's life, and then leaps away.
Pretty much. But he doesn't know what needs to be changed until he kind of gets there, and Al knows what is actually going on. Like, he researches what happens to that person.
And that's played by Dean Stockwell, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I hate Dean Stockwell.
Yeah, he plays like this smarmy, womanizing, sleazy
dude. Oh yeah, that suits him.
Pretty much, yeah. He's pretty repulsive in this show, so. We first started watching it years ago. We found it on DVD because it's sci-fi and it's interesting. The episode I've chosen tonight, it's...
Season 2, Episode 4.
That's it. It's listed as one of the best episodes to show someone, or one of the best episodes of Quantum Leap, but... I like it's got a bit of cringe factor as well, which I think you guys will...
Yeah.
A lot of them...
is required, I think.
Yeah.
Quantum Leap, I found, the episodes are usually either sanctimonious or cringy, and this one's got a little bit of both,
so I'm sure you'll enjoy it tonight. Yeah, so they had 5 seasons, almost 100 episodes.
Yes, and it went downhill as it went.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so we'll go off and watch Quantum Leap, and Gypsy will come back at us.
That's socially not acceptable. That was literally literally the worst thing that you could have ever. I am personally moving forward that we no longer listen to Lisa's. The room is now off the table.
On the bright side, the room.
There is no bright side. There is no bright side after that one.
That was terrible.
Good costumes.
Okay.
Great.
It was good because it did show how ridiculous the outfits of that era were by throwing them.
Yeah, that's what was good. It made them good.
Stand out even more and just like, oh.
That was what was ridiculous, yeah. Not the, no.
No, the rest of it was just bad. That was.
Oh.
You mentioned the episodes where they tackle racism and war and, you know, and social divides and,
One good thing about it, it was the inspiration from Behind Time Traveller's Wife, I'm sure.
That was Slaughterhouse-Five, Jeanette.
I never looked at that and thought of Time Traveller's Wife, though, but... All right, guys, have at it. Do we start with how problematic Al is before we go any further, or do we just save him up for our most vehement...
I remember Scott Bakula as a soapy actor, and now I remember why. I don't think I've ever seen him in a soapy. I think I just saw him in this.
He's definitely got a hamminess to his acting.
He's got a hamminess.
So that's a really, really good way of putting it. That sci-fi was so cleaned. It was a soap opera, not actually science fiction.
Yeah. So to call that sci-fi was...
That was not sci-fi. Yeah, that is a very strong perversion of the word, if you will.
There's time travel in it, though, doesn't it? It's
got the weird time travel.
Do you know what also has time travel in it? Star Trek and Doctor Who, and they are actually sci-fi.
What possible example?
What do you mean, what? There are so many perfect examples. That was terrible.
What number was it in the cult? Classic TV shows of all time.
Yeah, oh my god. 19. So that was
19 because they needed to point out that it existed, but it still wasn't good enough to actually be number one.
So that was TV Guys number 19.
So now we got TV Guys.
You know, and we said, are we taking this as an authority? The answer is no. No, we are not taking TV Guide as an authority. It is clearly not an authority on cult classics. But interestingly, during that time, I mean, previous to that, there were things like Time Tunnel. Do you remember Time Tunnel? Have you ever heard of it?
No.
That was really early. It was earlier than Lost in Space and all those. It was black and white. It was all in a military facility, kind of like Stargate. And they
I'm
would...
feeling sassy tonight. Do you know what else was black and white?
Oh.
Play School.
No, it wasn't. That was in colour.
No, it wasn't. It was in black and white.
It was also in colour.
It was in black and white. It started off in black and white. Would you like to know why? Because my stepdad didn't know what red crepe paper was because his black and white television only had black or white. It didn't have the colour red.
It didn't have the colour red?
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but Time Tunnel was very similar in a lot of ways. They would go back in time and they'd have to solve some problem.
Heaps of programs that do that.
So an angel one where the guy from Little House on the Prairie...
Highway to Heaven.
Oh. He would have to go back and he would have to solve people's problems. And,
did he go in different times, did he?
I think so, yeah.
I actually heard about an amazing TV show that would have topped this and gone in as a cult TV classic.
Yeah. But this is not it.
No. Angus was telling me about this TV show where an avid book reader ends up in the Pride and Prejudice books.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Darcy falls in love with her instead of
Elizabeth. And she's trying to correct the Jane Austen books.
Yeah. See, now that would have been so much better than what you
Lost
just showed
in Austen. Yeah. Lost in Austen.
I would prefer to watch them.
That was as much sci-fi. I wouldn't go that far.
I would actually say that I'd sit down and watch all of B5 before watching another episode. Even just the intro.
Well, season 2 was when Quantum Leap was at its best.
It was at its best. How lovely.
That was the best episode to show a new show.
Yeah.
That was the best episode.
This is one of the best episodes to
what
recommend.
What was supposed to be the drawing point of that episode?
So, Lisa, could you admit to us, how many episodes of this have you watched?
Well, because we've got all of them.
all you've
yeah,
got.
Yeah, but have you seen them all?
Oh, we watched the whole lot once, and I think the last two seasons we never watched again.
You've watched three seasons. Well done. Well done.
That's... Kudos, but I know that you watched it TV anyway.
I think this has turned from a review of Quantum Leap into a roasting of Lisa.
Can you not make it personal, guys? Oh,
I just...
Roast the Bacula, don't roast me.
I don't need to. He was terrible within himself. There's just no point. We know that he's bad. I just need everybody to know just...
There was definitely a level of cringe that came with the episode that I delivered to you on a
silver. That was fantastic. It was fantastic cringe.
Smith being cringe is like, she's not cringe, she's in homophobia and transphobia.
Yeah, that was a real issue there.
Yeah.
Do we start on with Al just generally as a character is extremely problematic.
Yeah. But Dean Stockwell is horrible in almost everything he's in, though, I think. I've never seen a role that I've liked him in.
He's an absolute sleazebag in this whole season. And it's just... And I think he goes for about four wives over the course of the series as well. Like, it's just... It's
what? Do they break down halfway through an episode?
Because, of course, you know, he starts... bringing up his dirty baggage in that episode. Oh, yeah, Tina and I have a
is this over the
it's like, we don't want to hear about it, mate.
The question is, are his four wives over the span of, like, 4 months? Because that would make perfect sense. So he's single for about a week as he moves on to the next woman.
I'm just surprised women in this didn't have to get married.
That's the concerning bit.
Yeah. Yes. Is it like some sort of like tax benefits to marry women?
Drugs.
It's the 70s, 80s.
Do you think anyone was married?
Late 80s.
But it's set earlier.
Each episode's set in a different time.
That was clearly set in the
60s. Yeah, but the guy's supposed to be from the future and therefore not.
Yes!
Yeah.
So the time they've come from, I think, is around about now, if not earlier.
When are they originally from?
I have to Google
this. Yeah, because that didn't come up.
Yeah, because I doubt he'd actually, you know, be wanted
is
by anybody in past, like, 2005.
Is, like, the main guy that was the lady, is he, like, from the 2000s and the sleazebag from, like, the 70s?
No,
because that would make a lot more sense.
They're supposed to be in the same era, which makes absolutely no sense.
And how come the guy that was, like, a woman, why didn't he just punch his friend in the face? He's willing to punch the lady's boss in the face for sexually harassing him. You know why it was a problem? It's because he was sexually harassing him, not another woman. I'm sure he would just let it happen if it was another woman, but...
Remember, the bus went straight through him, so I think if he tried to throw a punch, his hand would just go straight through him.
Yeah,
he's like the guardian angel.
Please tell me the last episode is him punching the other guy in the face and that's it.
I think it's also the fact that maybe he's so
audience.
Fragile that he reacts in any negatively. He'd be like, no, I'm not having you anymore. Sucks for you.
So
I would rather know help than knowing that a sleazebag exists in my world.
Me too.
So Quantum Leap is actually set the year that he goes back, like he starts leaping, and the time period that Al's from is 1997. The great future of 1997.
Wow.
I know.
So, anywhere he almost got be punched in the face, the creepy guy, what's his name? I don't care what his name is. It's almost like last year where he could be alive and not, you know, be dead in a gutter.
The whole series is about him leaping from person to person, time to time, and hopefully the next leap will be the
leap.
Is
there any recurring story or any recurring plot points, or is it all just
the
very
recurring
episodic?
Plot point is sometimes his friend turns into a woman and he can't help but get a boner for her.
Pretty much.
It's almost with
that because he's an ass.
The ongoing storyline is him missing a few wives.
I think there's a one episode where, like, he goes back into... So he plays, like, one character and then in a couple of series time, then he goes back and plays the brother of the same character. So it's, like, similar unresolved situations or whatever.
So how did Scott Bakula get the lead on Star Trek Enterprise after this?
There's a long hiatus.
Star Trek Enterprise?
Yeah,
he's captain in Star Trek
Enterprise.
Yeah,
he's Captain Archer.
In a series everybody hates. Well, everybody hated before Discovery.
So when was
Enterprise? And by the way, the only
Enterprise
recent series I've watched.
DS9.
So any ongoing storyline or?
There's a few double episodes and there's a few where they kind of go back and forth, but no...
There's no overarching...
They kind of have that little recap at the beginning where he discusses the last leap and then goes back into it. It's not...
So many things they could have done. Like, they could have had an enemy that is leaping along with them or something.
They
you know?
Started having an enemy. There was a couple of episodes, and this is when it starts going bad, and they're trying to make it...
Oh that's when it starts going bad. Wow.
They're kind of holding on, because I think it's like
they
every
added,
season they're about
they added
to get
plot
added.
Points.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
going to bring things down.
I feel
down.
Like it's the only way that it would have been able to be brought up, actually. But...
So there's
down.
So the whole thing is he's supposed to be trying to make these people's lives better, and then he leaps onto the next leap, and then he leaps, and then one of the people that he's with, he realizes that they're a leaper as well, and he's going, oh my goodness, there's someone else, and you know, we're sharing the same situation. And it works out that she actually works for a dark corporation. She's trying to make everything, and it's almost like this angel versus devil thing.
Funny that.
Like the whole thing where he makes that innuendo going, oh, why have you done this to me, God? Like it's this higher power that's focusing where the leaps are.
No, I was going to actually call on the fact that he makes other people's lives better, and yet the woman he just was ends up adopting and dying alone. Probably because he said she was a man. Wow, he really made her life better.
Douchebag buddy had any... He was a bit of a sleazebag and a bit of a...
He casually summed buddy up quite easily. He has velvet smooth words. So he talks to anyone, is able to smooth anything over with anyone quite easily. Mm. So buddy could have easily walked around and gone, oh, it's a man, it's a man. Oh, they're working in the... What was it? The styling of... cars, design, the design of cars. The only reason she was able to do that so well is because she was a man that looked like a woman.
And he was her boss, so then the next thing you know, she's been demoted back to the pool and, you know, and...
Is her life actually better now? Because that TV show happened? No.
This is the way most moral stories work, isn't it?
But then is the idea of being better and having a successful life, having being married and having children and...
Apparently blah, 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 that's blah. All women want in that day and age. So, yeah.
Yeah, because they were 27, they were spinsters.
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah, I didn't cope with that very well.
Yeah. That was terrible.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. So, watchability, you know, so...
Wait. What would you have rated this?
Oh, no. Not highly.
Categorise it with a food.
There is a negative scale.
Actually, no, I can't think
of a food made for humans that this show...
What's that meal that we both hate? There are quite a few of them.
So we're scoring in meals still, are we?
No.
Cringy.
Chicken?
Saccharine.
I'm going to say...
Cheesy.
Cheesy
chicken burgers.
Mealworm. It's a mealworm. Chicken burgers. Yeah, it's technically food. You wouldn't want to eat it. You wouldn't go out of your way to eat it. But it exists. Sure.
A sugared one.
It's technically it's a TV show.
A sugared mealworm.
Nah, even that's too much of a compliment.
And so the problem I had was trying to find an episode that was actually...
Good
enough to be able to...
I can,
and I also think I'm going through and I'm going, oh, well, that's a really good episode, but that's a really heavy,
there's worse things
racially,
than mealworms out there.
You know, I can help with that. Next time you feel like that, just don't. Pick a different one. I'm worried for Mackenzie's education when it comes to TV shows now.
Gilligan's Island. The Monsters.
Actually, Gilligan's Island should be on the list.
Monsters is not on the list and never will be. Thank you
I know. We've been a tight tad negative tonight.
Really?
It's okay. We'll leap to a more positive.
Notice.
Why would
people watch this? You know, I mean, we ask the question is, how watchable is this?
I'm assuming every single episode is better than this because how can it be worse?
There's probably episodes that would have been more watchable, but I think, you know...
To get the full experience.
Yeah, to get it, you've got to kind of have the cringy experience,
And
about.
For cheesy cringe.
Yes.
For cheesy cringe.
There was no cheesy cringe. It was so offensive.
Yeah.
Every part of it was so goddamn offensive.
Yeah, we're doing it cringe. I was assuming cringe is like bad acting or cringe is in...
Yeah.
As in, I'm actually a man, which is, you know, not the best.
Not like, oh, why do women wear the clothes that they do? Because men designed it, not because women want
to. No.
They didn't even touch on pockets. It's ridiculous, right? They don't touch on pockets.
Well,
that
took 2019 Doctor Who to get to that.
Yeah, but it took forever.
So if it cheers everyone up, the whole point of it is that each leap may be the leap home. It got to the very last episode.
So you spend the entire... So in other words, you spend the entire time wishing this was the last episode.
Can you imagine, unlike me?
And the main actor does too.
actually one episode where he goes back to his time period, and I don't know what the hell happens, but he ends up leaping again. I don't even know why. In the very last episode, it's almost like this.
So it's
like
a shared experience.
Going to heaven episode, and then right at the very end, there's just a subtitle, and he never found his way home. It's the worst series ending of all time.
That is them baiting out an extra season. They're hoping that they got run for a second, and it's just like,
and it didn't happen.
No.
Can you imagine looking at the TV guide on Thursday nights just going, is Quantum Leap still on? Oh, no, I've got to watch it until it stops.
That's it. And the main actor's doing the same thing.
Yeah, the main actor's going, please, I've got better roles to do.
Please tell me my contract ends at the end of this script.
Who's the writer for this one? Oh, that guy? God damn it.
Never free.
Are you sure this was a role he auditioned for and not just a prison sentence?
Yeah.
So, poor Scott Bakula, it was probably a good, 10 years after this show finished that he got the role of Enterprise.
Yeah, so it would have been.
So
it would have been. There was a gap.
There was a bit of a gap.
What did he do between those? Any idea?
The only thing that I've ever seen him in, he was in American Beauty. You know that movie with Kevin Spacey? The other problematic movie.
The other problematic movie.
I think he had a tiny role in that, and I went, oh, it's the guy from Quantum Leap. And then never saw him again until Enterprise. But the guy who created the show and wrote most of those problematic episodes went on to do JAG, NCIS, and a whole heap of your other favourite shows that are usually on Channel 10 on a weeknight.
NCIS is okay.
Yeah.
It was actually okay in comparison to most of the other things, but compare that to Quantum Leap, it's like a gold mine.
I don't know how we went straight from that to military, legal.
I don't know if we could do any worse than this.
I think we can.
Try.
I feel like this is
a... No, it's easy, it's easy. What would you recommend that would be worse than this?
I'm just trying to think, because there's shows that I know are absolutely horrible.
I just don't understand how you guys find terrible shows. I feel like I'm gravitated to only good ones now.
Quantum Leap is rated 8.1 on IMDb and 8.9 on TV.com.
Are they blind? They must be blind.
93% of Google users like this TV show. I'm upsetting that right now by disliking that on Google, because that was bad.
That was horrible. Who the hell? Can we go to the comment section of this?
What rating did the episode get? That particular episode. Jeanette's so unimpressed. She's actually left the room.
Jeanette's just done with this.
She's at the other end of the room.
Yeah, she's already making notes of right where we should edit this out. She's already getting the just to have Quantum Leap as far behind her as possible.
Yeah.
What do you mean people also search for Star Trek that we're looking for Quantum Leap? Go away.
Right, so it says here, inspired by Heaven Can Wait as a movie, Here Comes Mr. Jordan and Time Tunnel, evolved out of unused Battlestar Galactica stories. Which is amusing.
Joking. Quantum Leap.
I've got no idea how.
Can we look up the actual episode and see what that rated?
There we go.
Yeah, I think we took a terrible one from that, just to give us an idea of... Because this is supposed to be representative.
Who is rating this?
Someone's asking for a movie. Put what was wronged right again and make a movie out of it.
Yeah. Absolutely perfect show. Wasn't too technical. Wasn't too... It wasn't sci-fi at all. The sci-fi
technical.
Was so washed out.
It wasn't too technical. Wasn't too sci-fi. It was...
This particular episode scored 8.0 on IMDb.
Wow.
8.0. So
you can see why I picked it.
Yeah, because
do you think that the director has got a whole heap of alien accounts and they've just gone through and gone, yeah, whoa, oh my god, I need
one. What they do is you basically just go on the internet and you can buy ratings. You can, like, 1,000 5-star reviews.
Do you know, we got to see a lot of sexism, though. It's nice to see when they keep that in a show.
Yeah. But it's interesting that they did it in the framework of trying to be anti-sexist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
it actually is more sexist.
And it's actually quite sexist.
Yeah.
In a framework of a show that is attempting to claim that we're showing up sexism.
Yeah. And showing up using homophobia.
Star Trek tend to do it a lot better with Deanna Troi, who's just like, you know what, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be amazing, and you're all going to watch me do it. That's how you go anti-sexism. You don't go, oh, why do women wear shoes? Oh, well, that's just what women want. Like,
I can't believe you've got to put put lipstick on. What a hassle.
I don't know how to put lipstick on my lips. It's not hard.
If you're not, you know, tired of the series, you can always read all the novels as well.
Oh, no.
There's a whole series of novels. And if they're a bit highbrow for you, there's always the comics. There's a whole series of comics. So
this may be the first TV episode where there's books and comics and comics that Jeanette does not own. Maybe I should have picked the other one where he turns into a woman, but he turns into a suburban housewife who's concerned about her son because he's playing too much D&D.
Oh my god! Why didn't you?
What the hell is wrong with you?
We could have watched that would have been great.
But, you know, Al still sleazes over because, you know, woman.
Yeah, but that episode would have been better.
Really cringy as well.
Oh, yeah, that just sounds fantastic.
Yeah, but I would have been able to bond with one part of it.
Would I dare do it? I knew you'd say that. Sorry.
Bad 80s D&D horror.
Listeners won't see Gypsy's expression here.
Yeah.
So, yes, that was brilliant. I loved it. In terms of schlock, that was absolutely horrible in every sense. Yeah. It's a fun kind of horrible.
Not really.
Okay.
I felt like a year 9 bully. Yeah. I felt like that tonight. That was good.
Oh, no.
That was nice.
Meaning. But if it makes you feel
just
better.
Just to the show. I wouldn't do that. And
you were attacking a show that was sexist, homophobic, transphobic, everything cringy and awful.
Yeah, I just feel bad about it because he was a lady at the time and, like, he was good. Like, the main actor was good, right? He was a good person.
Yeah,
he had good advice.
Wasn't a good actor. Yeah.
I don't even care about the acting. He had a good point. He's don't be an idiot. You're amazing on your own. Why do you need... Like, that was nice. But that was it.
And a lot of the shows, that whole kind of sanctimonious, he comes in and tells people, oh, you know, you don't understand that, you know, you should be doing this and you should be doing that. And they're all like, we don't know what you're talking about.
I think the main character's viewpoint is the only considered valid viewpoint of the show.
Yeah.
You know, so no. But I mean, I think that's their aim too. That Dean Stockwell is supposed to be sleazy and horrible. And he's supposed to be the hero and is the only one that sees things in the right way.
With not enough likable elements to the show.
Yes. So it doesn't leave you.
I like their psychologist. They can fix him in like a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's it. Actually, she said she needed years or something.
No.
3 years, and then I'm no longer attracted to.
Gypsy,
no, I am attracted
Gypsy.
To.
It's a time travel show. Okay.
Yes, for one guy. The other guy was not time traveling. I want in on
the 90s. It could have been 5 years later. Anything was possible.
It was the 90s.
They lived in the far future of 97.
That's it.
They had tricorders by then. You're like 3 years old at that time. Mm. 2 years old. There we go.
Jeanette, I understand you have some announcements with regard to various things that
off topic.
No.
Beginning before we all lost our minds.
Yeah.
Show.
Oh my god! Why did you do it? Why?
There's been 3 people have died in the past few weeks. Joe Ruby, one of the co-creators of Scooby-Doo, which we'll be watching soon. Ron Cobb, who was an illustrator, artist.
Yeah, Ron Cobb, he'd be best known by people who watched Alien and loved the aesthetic of the Earth, you know, as in the spaceships, the interiors of the spaceships. He is responsible for so many covers of old sci-fi, schlocky sci-fi.
Like Quantum Leap?
No. As in the spaceships.
Oh, you mean like good stuff?
Yeah, actual stuff. I mean, many Isaac Asimov stories would have had Ron Cobb illustrations on them.
He designed
that kind of thing. And he designed the DeLorean in Back to the Future. He did all that sort of technical design, and it's known for many movies.
The big one was Diana Rigg.
Yeah, so Diana Rigg.
Age 82. And of course, Diana Rigg was Emma Peel in The Avengers.
And more recently, Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And I went back after hearing she'd passed away, I went back and listened to our Avengers episode, and it was pretty much half an hour of us talking about how amazing she was and what a badass character Emma Peel was. And
We just went back and watched a few episodes of The Avengers. Yes. We thought, we'll start at the beginning. And by the time it was in colour, it was brilliant, which is when Diana Rigg was in there.
Diana Rigg was brilliant. And I think they're the ones everybody remembers.
I love that. I thought you were about to give out awards. You've got announcements. Obviously, it's going to be an award.
A gypsy award for...
Most sass. Yeah,
most sass.
Yes, good celebrity. Congratulations.
I'm going to be opening up my own podcast of Roast This by Gypsy.
And an Angus Award for numerical correctness.
You haven't even rated this show. You've actually disappointed me.
It's a millworm.
Yeah, out of numbers.
Oh, so you want a numerical
thing. Out of 10. Out of 10, yeah. So a mealworm.
At least you told me to do 10. Food. So out of negative 10.
Well, it was bad. You're already going to rate it lowly, right?
Yeah, no, it's bad when he rates it out of 10. Not out of 7 or 17.
Actually, out of negative 10.
Positive scale there?
Yeah, I need to remember how maths works. This may take hours.
4 hours later.
I'm going to rate it a 1 out of negative 10.
Whether
negative 10 is good or negative 10 is bad.
Yeah, now I'm confused. Max the scale.
Negative 10 is... No.
Well, if you divide by a negative number...
Yeah.
Do you not result in a... Wait, if you divide a positive number by a negative number...
Negative 1 out of 10.
Yeah, it's still a positive 0.1, so you've got it right. Yeah, okay, so... Cool.
Yeah, that's what I was aiming for.
Out of a 1 to 10, you gave it minus 1.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cool. That's how bad your show was.
If you thought that was bad, wait till I... next episode.
You are not invited to come up with any more ideas. You're done now.
So that is the equivalent of negative 1/10. So it's literally like out of 10, it would be a negative 1 out of 10. Which is, what I was hoping.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's, I gave it a negative scoring.
Who suggested the monkeys? I think that was worse.
No, that was you.
Yeah.
You're a bit upset that I've overtaken for worst.
No, I think the monkeys beat you.
I think the monkeys positions was much worse. Here on Cold TV Club.
I think the monkeys was worse, yeah.
Just thinking, because this is both pretty good shows. This is a terrible show for the year.
No, see, for me, that was cringy and schlocky and cheesy, and it's the kind of thing, if you're after that, you would watch that.
What makes it worse, it's all of that, and it's preachy, and has that better than now, I know it all, and you don't understand, it's
terrible. If you want to be angry, watch this.
Have you ever gone op shopping?
Whereas the monkeys is shallow.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you go op shopping, you look through the clothing and then you see something like a yellow jumper with like a painting on the front of it. Why would that have been created in the first place? Who on earth bought it? And why is it still up in circulation of society? And who has bought it since I last walked into Savers? That is that show in a bundle.
Not only that, you look up the jumper and find it's been rated 8 out of 10 stars.
It was actually sold in the Meyer Center on the 10th floor for like $250.
That's right. Yeah. It marked down from $500 for you.
Yeah. And people are demanding that they start remaking it again and make a movie length version.
Do you know, this is the height of 2020. When you realize stuff like that was created and people are still calling for it to be remade.
I think that's the lowest point of 2020. Forget COVID. Forget,
so much everything. Has happened.
You've actually destroyed this year.
Incredible.
I don't think you could go any further than this.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sure that's possible.
At the same time, it was pretty bad.
So that was the Cult TV Club. Thank you all for listening. And that's goodbye from Gypsy.
See ya.
Goodbye from Angus.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from Lisa.
Oh boy.
Goodbye from Jeanette.
I think I'll recover.
And goodbye from Alex.
At least it'll be good, but okay, bye.
And goodbye from me.
Alex is never going to talk to me again.
No, I will.